Alright guys, and welcome back to our Car Class podcast, where this new mini-series is going to be talking about our USA track reviews. I'm your host, 18-time Australian champion David Serra, and today's track we're going to be discussing is all about Atlanta Motorsports Park in Dawson, Georgia. So the track itself is a private club, and it shares the facility with a car racing track. So it's not something that you can just rock up with your car in the back of a truck or a van and just go and drive the facility. You have to be a 12-month member, which it does cost, I think it's around $2,500 or $3,000 for the year. So a little bit more expensive than most of the facilities that we're going to be discussing on our American kart tracks. But once you get inside this facility, you sort of see why you're paying your bang for your buck. Like, the track itself is like Spa in Belgium for the F1 circuit, or for our Australian listeners, it's looking like it's a Bathurst 1000, Mount Panorama. So you can see only parts of the track because it's so undulated. It's on the side of a mountain. And you're looking around going, holy crap, am I going to be racing on that part of the track? Oh, hang on, we go down this massive hill as well. All of a sudden, we're back up this hill. We're on the side of a mountain. And it's incredible to think that a kart can race on that much undulation. I've never seen a circuit like it. They've actually had an F1 track designer design the karting circuit itself as well. So by sharing the facility with a car racing track, again, that's on the side of a mountain. That's very undulated. We could see Lamborghinis and Porsches and Ferraris drive around the motor racing facility on the same day that I was there. They've got condos that you can actually buy or rent out. You know, you can basically live at the track for the race weekend. And look, I must have seen 30 or 40 condos that were just being built, and there was some more on the way. So there's clearly a market there for, you know, the wealthy clientele that they obviously have in the area. You can literally just rock up to the track, you can state your condo, you know, park your Ferrari or your Maserati in your little garage. You got obviously your housing facility there, you got your bed and your comfort of living at home, but living at a racetrack as well for those weekends. It's something that's, you know, definitely not familiar with in Australian kart racing, and not that we see a lot of those even at the American kart tracks that I've been to as well. The pit area itself is very, very small, so they don't accommodate for the large races because they just can't fit the trucks, the transporters, the marquee, the tents in their area. But what they do well is provide all the on-track necessities that you need. So you've got the kart shop there. Again, a little bit smaller because it's a smaller clientele of drivers they're trying to look after. The club rooms are amazing. It's like a two-story building. They've got a nice viewing platform up above. Now, again, with the location of the circuit and the mountain that's sort of on the hill, you need to have that extra level of viewing just to actually see. And even with that viewing, you probably only see maybe even, you know, 40% of the track because of the layout of the landscape of the facility. From a driving point of view, the first session I was sort of getting a bit lost because a lot of the corners are quite blind. So you turn one section, all of a sudden you drop like three stories over this hill and the rear tires come off the ground. That's how quick the track drops away. Then all of a sudden in the braking zone, you know, you just overshot the braking markers because it just quirked me so fast. I wasn't actually paying attention to the quick drop off. Then all of a sudden you're having to climb up those three stories again. So very, very slow. It gets to the top of the hill. You can't even see where you're driving. So the little cadet driver that we had there actually got a bit scared the first time he actually drove there. But, you know, after about three or four sessions, he was loving it and just really appreciative of the racetrack and how they can actually have something like this for kart racing. And then you sort of drop down this, again, massive hill, a really fast, it's probably flat out in basically all categories, the chicane. Then again, it climbs back over another hill into a downhill braking zone. Then once you get down that bottom half of the track, then you start making your way back up the hill. So through a sort of a slower chicane, then you sort of make your way up the hill through a couple of fast right-hand corners and into a braking zone onto the main straight. Now, the other fun thing about this track is that because the track is so blind in some corners, they've actually got signs that you see more at motor racing, like the 3-2-1, like the braking zones. And it actually tells you that a hairpin's coming up on some of these turns because without some of those visual markers, you've got no idea where you're actually driving. So it can catch you out very, very fast. The safety aspect looked pretty good. Like, it looked like they had enough room around the place, you know, if something were to go wrong. So that was good. And from getting access to the track, like, we had a bit of an issue trying to get down to Florida. There was actually a bit of a hurricane happening at the time, a state of emergency. So we had to have a detour from going down to Florida. And we literally were just Googling kart tracks in America. And we happened to find that the Atlanta track was not sort of close. It was still about 15 hours away from Charlotte where we were. But we thought, you know what? Have a look at this facility. Like, we're probably never going to drive this track again. So were fortunate enough to cruise down there on a bit of a road trip and just sent an email out, and the guys there were super, super appreciative to have us out there, and we were very fortunate to be able to access the private club. And I think we paid $85 for the day to access the track. So yeah, a massive thanks to the club for giving us that opportunity to drive the track for the day. The pit area is something that is lacking, just being able to accommodate, you know, more people. We got there in the morning, there wasn't many cars there, so you had easy access. Then by the end of the day, there was people rocking up for the rental cart, so their cars were actually in the pit area. So when you're coming back into the pit lane, you're having to sort of go around actual vehicles that were parked there back to your trailer or to your truck. But once you hit the track, you sort of forget about all that stuff anyway. And like I said, it was seriously enjoyable. It brings fun back to karting, there's no doubt about it. From what I can gather with only having smaller races, it's less stress at those sort of events as well. So a really family-friendly, accommodating kart club. Where you sign in, you know, that's all really cool. You've got the lift to go upstairs to make it accommodating for everyone to go to. Nice viewing platform. Absolutely amazing photos that you get when you're driving on the track as well. So that's pretty cool to look back on from our experiences there. Even when you're driving to the track itself, you're sort of thinking, holy crap, is there a kart facility and a racetrack facility out here? Like, it's out in the woods, and you're sort of driving around a few windy bends, and all of a sudden you find your way out to the sign at the front, and yeah, holy hell, just the racetrack itself, where it's located, yeah, the undulation for both the motor racing and the kart racing circuits, living on the facility if you wanted to, it's one hell of a place that, yeah, I'd highly recommend getting to if you have the opportunity to. So that's this episode on our mini series of our track reviews of the USA. Stay tuned for track 4. We're going to be going now to Speed Sports Park in Houston, Texas. If you guys need any more information on your kart racing needs and how we can help you out, visit kartclass.com for your kart racing needs.